You're with me, Jason Dacey, here on Money FM 89.3. Maybe you're driving around on this Saturday morning in Singapore, thinking about the week that's just gone by and whether you're in the right job or not. Well, I've got just the person here to talk about that. The man who wrote Career Crossroads, a 2015 book. He's got more than a decade of executive search experience, placing top leaders for global clients across the region. Adrian Chu, welcome to Money FM.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Happy to be here.
Tell us, what was the inspiration behind your Career Crossroads book? Because we're going to talk about five signs that you could be at a career crossroads in a minute, but I want to know why you wrote the book.
Well, having done over 10 years of executive search, I came across a very common phenomenon for a lot of people in their 40s. And during this stage of their life, they're just wondering, what do I do next? I'm kind of sick of my job. I'm kind of sick of my industry. And then they get a bit frustrated and they feel really lousy. And sometimes it gets all the way to the point where they just quit with nothing on hand. So I'm just there to help them out. And that's why I decided to write the book.
And was it a personal experience that you were going through, or was it something that you just observed through, you know, working as a career coach and, placing people in jobs?
Yeah, actually, that was a very interesting question, Jason, because I did go through my career crossroads when I was about 40. So I spent about 8 years in executive search. And in 2012, I discovered that, headhunting is a great business to be in. You help lots of people. But technology was coming in. LinkedIn was coming in to displace and disrupt the business. Very soon, I realized that, by 2020, there wouldn't be any need for headhunters anymore. So that's when I decided, okay, I'm at a career crossroad. What do I do next? And that's when I decided to come up with my career strategy and plan out my future for the next 8 to 10 years, and that's where I am today.
Well, I've read the book and it's really interesting and some great tips. So with Adrian Chu from Career Crossroads, and these are the five signs that you could be at a career crossroads. So listen up, there's some really great gems here, and I'll go through the first one. So when you're in your 40s and you wonder, what am I going to do for the next 20 years of my career? Because 20 plus 40 is 60, and that's when a lot of people will be looking to wind down. So tell us about this one.
Well, if you look at the bigger scheme of things, a person's career, you start work at about when you're 25 and you retire hopefully by 65. So if you look at a midway point, it's 45. And if you're around 45, you're only at the midway point. So what that means is that you have a good 20 years left. And a lot of people, Jason, when they go on in their careers, they're thinking, what's next? Do I see myself in this role for the next 20 years? And they feel frustrated once again. So at the midway point, a lot of times people start wondering what next.
Yeah, that's a really good point. This next point is also very relevant to me. When you feel frustrated because you can't see yourself in a job or company for the next 5 years, I'll relate a personal story. It was around a year or two ago, and I was doing my review with a company that I was with, and I said to my manager, can we chart my next 5 years? And his response, you're not going to be here in 5 years' time. And that really shocked me, because I could see that, but he saw it as well. And that was quite a shocker for me. So talk about this five-year plan kind of thing that you've put here as the second point.
Actually, you're very lucky, Jason, because your manager was upfront and honest with you. A lot of times during job interviews, when the interviewer asks you, hey, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And you're tempted to respond, where will this company be in 5 years? Yeah, will this business model be in five
exactly.
years? Yeah, so if you look at LinkedIn, just 2 years ago, if you were interviewing for a job there and they said, where do you think you'll be in 5 years? You wouldn't say Microsoft, because Microsoft bought LinkedIn for $26.2 billion last year.
Yeah, indeed. So things change so quickly, don't they? The third point you've got is when you're absolutely bored with what you're doing or with the industry you're in, you've lost your passion. So this is one of the five signs that you could be at a career crossroads.
Yeah. And sometimes, a lot of us, we are so busy with our KPIs, our monthly targets and everything, with our jobs, with our clients and everything, you don't really see the bigger picture, which is your career strategy. So a lot of times, many people do not even have a career strategy, which is quite scary, because in today's volatile and very uncertain job market, you need to have a career strategy, because let's face it, we are all our jobs are at risk of being disrupted. There's technology coming in, there's AI coming in, bots that will steal jobs. In fact, one of the jobs which are really at risk, which I read on the Harvard Business Review, was this job, which is radiology. So radiologists would have, they were forecasting that radiology as a profession might be extinct in the next 5 to 10 years. Why? Because it takes a radiologist about to review about 10,000 x-rays before they get really good. But now they have AIs and they feed a million x-rays through it. And the AI is more accurate, makes less mistakes, and works nonstop. So what's happening now is that they're putting the AI into radiology machines, so they don't need radiologists anymore.
That's incredible, isn't it? Scary. How things are changing. And a lot of people can relate to this fourth point. I'm with Adrian Chu from Career Crossroads, who wrote that 2015 book. When you're frustrated on Sunday evenings and you're dreading the Monday ahead, it reminds me when I was at school and my daughter, my eight-year-old daughter, sometimes dreads going, you know, to primary two. But you know, this is a common thing, I guess, and but there's a different level that will tell you if it's important or not.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the key symptoms. When you're dragging your feet in the morning, you know, when you say to yourself, I really hate this job, you might be at a career crossroads. And the funny thing is, the solution to where you are at a career crossroads, oftentimes, is not in terms of just finding a new job. You need to find out, you need to see for yourself, where do I want to be in 8 years' time? What's my ultimate goal? What's me? What does the me in 8 years' time look like? And what's the next job I can get to get me there?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, we, of course, you know, we have to look ahead. We're so much engrossed in the moment, aren't we? And, you know, and when we're well paid, it's sometimes hard to walk away from a well paid job. The money, you know, right. Money coming in. You see that check every month coming in.
That's right.
All right, your fifth point, Adrian Chu, is when you are seriously considering a mid career switch. So it really comes into your head a lot. But talk about this and how practical can it be for a person that's in their 40s and maybe, you know, they worked as an accountant and then suddenly say, oh, I want to become a professional actor or do something crazy like that.
Well, I'm looking at you, Jason, and you've switched over from TV to radio. Mm-hmm. So the trick to mid-career switches is not an extreme switch. Look for adjacencies in your skill sets. What's the big question to ask yourself is, what's your superpower? What's your super strength? What are you really good at? And see if there are any other industries or markets, they might need your skills. And then you make a gradual shift. And I mean gradual shift. It's not something you drop all your tools and decide, hey, I want to be Celine Dion tomorrow.
Indeed. But what about actually, you know, when you've got one job that you're doing and you start working part-time in another job and you're dabbling in that, and that's where you eventually want to go. Let's say you may want to be working in a restaurant and you start volunteering in a restaurant so you get to know the F&B game. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense a lot. In fact, if one advice I give my clients who come to me for coaching is to learn a bit more about the industry you want to get into. Find mentors, find people who are there who can share with you, point you in the right directions. And it's all about picking up the right skills.
Yeah, so pick up the right skills. Maybe pick up Adrian's book too, Career Crossroads, and something that really can give people a bit of a roadmap. Adrian, your pearl of wisdom as we say goodbye on this segment, you know, the one thing, if that person's now on a Saturday morning and just really not liking life, not liking the job, what's your one little pearl of wisdom that you'll give that person?
Well, don't do anything hasty. Take a short break. Plan your career strategy. And talk to somebody, talk to your coach, talk to a mentor and get more information. And whatever it is, don't quit your job all of a sudden. Just think it through.
All right. Don't make a rash decision. Hey?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. It's been a pleasure having Adrian Chu, the author of Career Crossroads, on the show. And of course, he'll be coming back periodically here on Money FM 89.3.